everyone likes to the backstage spree. Davey's in the know, everything VIP.
Brought to you by
The Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Yes, yes, yes. Here's Dave.
And I believe we have our special rant superior, Gordon Keith.
Not superior, but hey, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Gordon.
What's happening?
Well, we have big news. I know that a moratorium was placed on one Kanye
West
earlier this week.
It's the second day in a row after the moratorium was set.
I can't help the news.
There's no discipline around here.
None.
Well, tell me if this is not a huge bombshell, as Kanye West and Bianca Censori are headed for divorce.
Oh!
No way. Oh, no. Who could ever see that coming?
11 days after he made her get naked on the Grammys red carpet.
And also, I'm sorry. Also, basically saying that he controls her every move.
Yeah, that he had dominion over her.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have verbally agreed, according to sources, that she will get a $5 million exit fee. They've only been married since December of 2022, so not a bad payout for her. I mean, she's had to put up with him and parade around naked for 3 years, but...
Yeah.
And so she is currently staying in their L.A. mansion. It's not known where he is, but people believe that he's going back to Tokyo, where he spent much of the last year living in a hotel. He, at some point in the last year or so, said that he believes that in a former life he was an emperor of Japan.
No way. Huh.
So that's why he wants to go back to Japan.
And this is why he is not committed.
Right.
Is unbelievable.
But yeah, so since the Grammys, he had his anti-Semitic rant on Twitter. Then he took out those, he took out those Super Bowl ads for Yeezy.com. And then he pulled down all the merch on Yeezy.com and put up a Nazi t-shirt.
The Nazis.
Maybe he's just a fan of Shogun.
And then he was banned on Twitter. He has been reinstated on Twitter after deleting all of his offensive posts. But then he said that those posts were a social experiment. He said, it's so funny.
I think Gordon's tried that before.
It's so it's so funny how ends rapping about killing ends is not hate, but posting a swastika is.
Whoa.
Mark.
It's also tense, just also wrong.
Would you?
No.
Would you hook up with Bianca?
No.
Knowing that she has been violated in every which way by Kanye?
Anybody that is with him in his current state, they have just as big a screw loose as he has, and I'm not interested. No knock on them.
Gordon?
I mean, no offense.
Mm-mm.
Would I hook up? What was the question again?
Would you hook up with Bianca Censori, knowing all the things that have happened to her body?
Well, that's none of my business, all the things that happened to her body.
Right.
But, the answer is no, I would not.
You know, she's
interesting because of that.
She's interesting because sometimes she looks incredibly attractive and other times she just looks disgusting.
I just see him and I just can't get past it.
Yeah. I mean, she's just been his play pretty. He's just dressed her, undressed her as he's wanted to for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
I just don't know anything about her. I mean, is she an actress?
No idea.
No, she was like, an architect.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did hear that. She's probably really smart and maybe interesting to talk to. So.
Yeah, her family hates Kanye, so I'm sure they are the happiest people in the world right now. But
is she a drawer?
Jugs.
Yeah, I think she's a drawer.
Okay.
But I think she maybe was doing some modeling and stuff, and then Kanye slid into her DMs because she looked like Kim.
So weird.
And that's how this all started.
Yeah. He shouldn't have slid into her BMs anyway. Because,
I know.
Yeah. I mean, what was she doing putting it on the floor in a place where he could slip on it?
Bob?
I'd like you to be better than that.
Yeah, I agree.
Drop your pants.
We don't invite...
He was just going real fast around the corner, and then he was just like slid into it.
We don't invite you
on
this show
linoleum,
to bring your filth.
and hit it. And
it's like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Speaking of rappers, Cardi B is getting some criticism. So she went on Instagram Live to criticize President Trump. This was about the Super Bowl. She went to the Super Bowl, as did Trump. And she said that they suspended cart service for VIPs. You know how they have all the like the
golf cart service,
the gators and golf carts to ferry people around.
I didn't know that was a thing, to be honest with you. Like in the Super Bowl, in the Superdome or whatever,
or like
arena,
from wherever parking.
Okay.
You know, yeah,
it's because you're not a celebrity.
I know. Where is this for me?
Right. So it was halted because of Trump's attendance. And so Cardi B had to walk, and she...
God forbid.
That is upsetting.
And she damaged her $3,000 Louis Vuitton shoes. They're just, they're ridiculous shoes. They're covered in spikes.
All right, most expensive pair of shoes you guys have boughted.
I mean, when I was on my most recent honeymoon...
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
We went to Italy, and we were in Florence, which... It has a ton of leather shops. Mm-hmm. You know, the Italian leather is very famous. And so I bought some custom shoes. They weren't made for me, but they were made there in the store for, I don't know, like $250.
I don't know, making you a shoe.
You on the next day, baby. I'm making a shoe.
Grab your cheeks.
$250.
Did you ever buy like Jordans or something that were real expensive?
I mean... I thought so. They were like $70 at the time. Are you kidding me? I'm old. I'm well under $250.
All Gordon wears is the same style dress shoe.
Yeah, what do those cost, Gordon? Are they like
you just have them on like a toilet paper roll? You just grab a new pair.
That's a good question. I think they are around like $60, and I buy like four pairs at a time online.
Do they wear down quickly, or do they last a long time?
No, they wear down in like two months.
What?
3 months.
Because he wears
like
them every day.
Yeah.
He wears them doing yard work.
Do you not alternate them, though?
Yard work. I wear them when I go jogging.
You're so weird. Dude, were you wearing them the other night when you did your traipsing around New Orleans for 5 hours?
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
What are you doing?
Do you have inserts?
You know,
like, are your feet killing you?
No, my feet weren't killing me. They were fine.
We need to send Gordon to the good feet store.
Yeah, stay tuned. There's more on that in a few minutes.
Okay, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Bob just may have a solution to your problem
if
you listen to the next spot break.
Yeah.
Cardi B...
We're teasing him now.
Cardi B on her Instagram Live, she said, look how effed up my shoes are. This shoe cost me $3,000. $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Three bands.
So relatable.
All because of Trump. Now I like him lesser.
Lesser.
You didn't have to go to no damn Super Bowl effing up my shoe.
Hey, can I ask you guys a serious question?
Uh-oh.
No. Yeah. With that introduction. Girls.
Okay. So I saw the president at the Super Bowl, as we all did. He's wearing the... blue suit with the big red tie and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that outfit before?
Can he not, in public, outside of a golf course?
Where he wears all whites.
Can he not wear, like, a quarter zip? And I'm kind of asking this as far as all presidents go in the United States. Can they not just go and be normal in a public setting? Do they have people that say, I'm sorry, sir?
No, you always got to look presidential. You got to wear the suit.
He can't have his A.J. Brown jersey on.
Suit.
I mean, people freaked out when Obama wore a tan suit.
You know what was badass?
Well, that was communist.
You know what was badass was 9/11. Well, not 9/11.
Jeez.
Was badass.
Oh, my God.
What a plane.
There's a promo.
I'm sorry. No. Being able to share
I mean,
opinion,
have you ever seen a plane do that?
I mean, that was pretty awesome.
You got to admit. Like, if
I mean,
you just,
loss of life
if you just
so
forget
great.
About all the people that died.
I mean, okay, take the death and destruction out of 9/11. The rest of it was pretty awesome.
Like, think about all the planning.
You have to admit.
Okay, let me finish. When George Bush walked
take
out
off
there.
Your Muhammad Atta shirt first.
When George Bush walked out there, my buddy, by the way. When he walked out there wearing
thanks, buddy.
His yes. New York Yankees jacket and jeans and Adidas, that was awesome. Had a hat on. That was great. We need more of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paul, less 9/11, more of that.
All right, I have two very quick hits, and then we got to get to the rant revival.
I'm sorry to everyone.
So not no 9/11, just less 9/11.
Pam, how did he phrase that originally?
I don't know.
I said, you know what's badass about 9/11 or something like that?
You know what else Simple Corby probably thinks is badass is the California wildfires.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah. He loved those.
And Mandy Moore, we've followed her story because her in-laws had their house burned down. She had her house burned down. And
Corby laughs at that.
They ended up having to crash with Hillary Duff. Well, she is calling out Amazon.
Stop it.
She put up an Instagram story of a photo of a package on the steps of the charred remains of her in-law's house. And she says, do better, Amazon. Can we not have better discretion than to leave a package at a residence that no longer exists? This is my mother and father-in-law's home. SMH.
Mm.
Harsh words. But evidently this is a problem in LA that, you know, they have contract drivers for Amazon and they've been dropping packages at addresses that are just decimated.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, obviously, no one's there to pick it up.
But the driver is just doing their job. If they have something that says deliver there, they have no idea whether someone is not supposed to be coming there and getting the packages. How are they supposed to know? Right. Why are we blaming the however much the drivers make? You know, they're at the end point of this whole thing.
And lastly, the Baldwins, the reality show on TLC, will debut on the 23rd of this month.
And shoot someone at the end of every episode?
No, he's got seven kids.
He's got seven kids and
six dogs.
Reportedly, Alec Baldwin wants an eighth child. But his wife, Hilaria, says...
Hilaria.
I've been told it was Hilaria.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious?
Yes.
Okay. She says of her kids... They're so cute, but my body's really tired.
Yes.
Did she have all those?
Yes. Those are all hers.
She's pumped out seven since they married in 2012.
So Gordon, since
she should do the whole outsource it to a surrogate, but then blame the patriarchy for her decision.
Since he turned 54, he's had seven kids.
That's ridiculous.
I know. It's unfair to the kids, too. Well, I mean, Dave,
how's
not yours.
Afford
but
that?
Yeah, how's he going to afford that? But, I mean, the last kid he had was at 65, right? What is he doing? Yeah.
But, you know, I bet you women 100 years ago, didn't they have like 15 kids? I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, but by the time they were like 30.
Yes, or 20.
Well, that's not possible.
You don't know anything.
The math doesn't work there.
All right, let's take a break, and in 3 minutes, let's come back. Let's do the rant revival. It is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations we discuss next.
The Ticket.
520. It is Thursday, and that can mean only one thing. It is our Thursday tradition. It is the rant revival. It is Corby Davidson, it is Gen X Davey Lane, and of course, the father of the rant,
Corby Kane.
Okay.
Hey, can I make an announcement?
Go on.
Oh, it's Tiny Gordon.
No, is it not right?
There you go, you're good.
Can you hear me? No Twitch stream tonight. No Twitch stream tonight, even though Thursday's our regular time.
What could possibly be preempting Twitch?
Well, I have to travel tonight because we're on remote in Oklahoma tomorrow.
Oh, that's
morning. Right.
You're headed to OK.
How exotic.
We're at Choctaw. So,
nice.
Yeah, I will be driving and won't have my twitching system with me.
Okay. So.
My twitching system.
Yesterday was the big announcement from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the 2025 class nominees. Now. Typically, we do this, and we introduce the artists who are on the ballot for the first time. There are eight of them. but there are also six others that have been on the ballot previously that are up again. So 14 total nominees this year. The ones that we've already discussed in prior years are Oasis, back on it again, I believe for the second time.
Yeah, I think last year was the first one.
The White Stripes, I think on it for the second time as well. Cyndi Lauper, Gordon.
Yeah.
On it for the second time. Soundgarden, on there for the third time. Joy Division, New Order, I think just got put on the ballot last year as well.
Yeah.
And then,
and it's weird that they're combo plattering them, but I understand.
Yeah. And then Mariah Carey is on there once again.
Oh.
I know.
Whoa.
So
she belongs.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. If this, yeah, she, I guess she does. So, I mean, probably when it's all said and done, she'll be, once she gets in, she'll be in the top 10 of record sales for probably anyone that's in the hall. Those other bands, though, Cyndi Lauper had her moment, but that moment was so brief.
It was not brief.
Yes, it was.
I mean, outside of her debut album, how many hits did she have?
She had several throughout the years. There were several on the second album. Change of Heart, True Colors was on the second album. Then there was another album with, like, Sally's Pigeons was...
Yeah, it's all
terrible.
I can't
remember the name.
It's all terrible.
Sally's Pigeons.
She doesn't belong. Okay, so here are the eight nominees. We will start with this band. I've always had such a soft spot in my heart.
Joy Division.
For this song and for Bad Company.
Used to play every night.
Bad Company on the ballot for the first time. The big 70s rock and roll outfit. Album rock. Quintessential album rock. Hit after hit after hit. I don't know why they haven't been on the ballot before.
That is kind of strange.
It is.
Brief career.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't remember them post-1980, and I think everything kind of got started in the early 70s.
But when you think about 70s classic rock,
they're all over it.
You don't go far before you hit a Badco song.
No, you really don't. I know, for as many hits as they had, though, I know so little about them as an actual band. I don't know what they look like. I don't know any names of the dudes. Nothing.
The song's a beating.
No, that's a great song.
This is how you're going to feel tomorrow.
Why don't you leave me out of this?
Oh, that's right. Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Bob's going to make babies.
Oh, God, baby. Finally.
It's time for another sports term.
This is a beating.
Feel like Mike Handler.
Oh, who's doing this?
Dude, you play another one here.
I can love.
Oh, who's this?
I don't know.
Now, this is kind of a beating song. This is always one of those songs that I would hear on 92.5 and be like, ah, okay, thank you.
Honestly, they are the band that describes any classic rock station. Like, this is what I hear.
Yeah.
Turn on classic rock. Okay, this is what we're turning on.
Yeah, and the fact, but again, you know all their songs.
Oh, yeah.
But why have they been nominated? All right, let's move forward. I think they deserve it. Don't know if they'll get it on their first try, but here is band number two of the seven new nominees.
So here it is.
This guy. Threw me for such a loop when I was a kid.
Oh,
did covers, and this is the Beatles cover with a little help from my friend,
okay.
Joe Cocker.
What? Maybe not this song, but...
Dun, dun.
What would you do?
Is this the Wonder Years theme?
Yeah, it is. Play Darlin' Be Home Soon.
Well, hang on. Let's not hammer your way through this segment. We have a playlist that we've developed.
Okay.
You can't just play songs.
Play Cool the Engines.
Yeah, play Cool the Engines. This song kills me, but this next song from Joe Cocker, dude, this intro and this groove and this jam.
Yeah, this is great.
Sticks.
Play Darlin' Be Home Soon.
Shut up.
Too much bongo in the mix.
Dude, this is a banger.
There's a lot of bongo here.
Was this his original?
Yes, he did this.
Play Darlin' Be Home Soon.
Shut up.
Okay, get in.
I realize this was a long intro.
Oh, you don't like that song?
Okay, now here you go.
Did he play piano or did he just sing?
He just sang. From what I remember, at least.
Yeah, just sang.
Was this in the 80s, Gordon, or was this still in the 70s or 60s?
I think this was still in the 70s.
1989. Right?
And then he killed us all with Lift Us Up Where We Belong, the Officer and a Gentleman song.
All right, play Leave Your Hat On. That's another great one.
Okay.
You can leave your hat on.
Yes. You can't keep calling songs out. We're not a jukebox.
You're Jimmy Hat. I'm convincing myself that he belongs in there.
Hey, Siri.
Okay, no, not this one.
You just called for it. Oh, know, you said leave your hat on. Yeah. All right, let's get to the next act. Let's get to the next act.
I am beaten by Joe Cocker.
I am too. Band number three on the ballot for the first time.
You watch it over there.
And you talk about
it. Thank
you. Badass live act.
This fish.
Outcast, baby.
In.
On the ballot.
Whoa.
Jeez, Bob.
Again, he keeps doing it. These guys are so badass and so original. But yeah, I don't know if they'll get in.
Dude, they have to.
On try number
this
one?
Is such a Bob song. Didn't you perform this at Ticket Stock, Bob?
I did.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to get in. I just don't know if they're their first go-around, though.
GA.
Are they big enough?
Yes.
So in the voting, because I'm looking at the fan vote.
You can't base the...
I know, the fan vote counts for a fraction, right? Or does it even count at all?
Tiny bit. It's just for fun.
Didn't Andre 3000 have a kid with Erykah Badu?
Yes. Yeah.
Or was that just a rumor?
No, he certainly did. He certainly did. Okay, band number four. How was this guy never on the ballot?
Thank you.
I'm with you, Gordon.
But how did he not?
He had some good songs, but he had some real beatings of songs too. Play Flesh for Fantasy.
But he was stop it. But his string of hits from like 82 to 85 were huge.
Yeah, I mean,
he was the face of MTV.
Yeah, MTV made him huge.
He had stroke mouth, didn't he?
Kinda, yeah.
Like he had Bell's palsy or something. He could only move half of his lip.
He had Elvis mouth.
You can keep playing him.
There you go.
What is this?
Flesh for Fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
This is a good one.
It's all right.
It's got a good groove to it. Flesh for Fantasy. There's a change of pace.
A fantasy I can taste. Yeah.
Just such 80s schlock.
That patch on the guitar is straight out of the 80s.
What's his best song?
Yeah.
That one.
I think Eyes Without a Face is his biggest song.
This. Yeah. Oh. Definitely not Rock the Cradle of Love.
Yeah, let's steer away from that one.
Every
girl
in the 80s loves this.
He passed on. It was written for him, and he passed on it, and then it became a huge hit, almost an anthem of the 80s. Simple Minds did Don't You Forget About Me.
No way.
Yeah, it was written for Billy Idol.
Did this bozo not write any of his own stuff then?
I don't think so.
I don't know if you introduce him as this bozo.
I just have such...
I doubt they will there.
Little
the
respect for those that don't write their own music.
Dancing with myself. Yeah.
You do too. It drives you crazy. We talked about it with Elvis.
Yes. I absolutely prefer people that... It's more impressive if someone writes their own music.
White
but
Wedding?
Yet I still love Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
Moni's kind of a beat.
Carry this over because I want to talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Gordon, you have to stick around.
Play Don't You Forget About Me.
It doesn't make any sense to play that. In 3 minutes, we'll be back.
Just play it.
God.
The ticket.
The 2025 North Texas Auto Expo is back February 20th through the 23rd at the Dallas Convention Center. Get behind the wheel of a Chevy, Jeep, or Ram and take a spin on the outdoor ride and drive or test out an Audi or Mercedes-Benz on the indoor EV track. You can text AUTO to 22126 to win a pair of tickets. More info and tickets at NorthTexasAutoShow.com.
He's Jacob Dedamore. Jacob Dedamore.
It's horrible.
That's you singing background.
He's Jacob so Dedamore. He makes their ears so sore. It's Jacob Dedamore.
Okay, we owe a big apology to Billy Idol,
who does write
all his own stuff.
Yeah, I've been told that. Huh. Way to go,
Gordo. I heard from Line 4 guy.
Yeah. That,
he's my Billy Idol correspondent. Yeah. And then I looked it up, and sure enough, Billy Idol wrote. I mean, except like Moni and some of these old songs that he's covered.
And he was frontman of Generation X before he was solo, correct?
Wow. Right.
Yeah. All right, we're in the middle of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee talk, where 8 new nominees are on the ballot, first-time nominees of the 14 overall. And we have given you Bad Company, we have given you Joe Cocker, we've given you Outkast, and we've given you Billy Idol. There's 4 more, so let's just start with this guy.
His only song.
Yes. Yes.
Groups.
Hey, groups. Just give him a fish. Chubby Checker. Now, granted, this was one of the biggest hits of the 60s.
Is Fats Domino already in?
Fats Domino
was more legit. Chubby Checker, not only is this his only hit, whoever represented him, because I know this wasn't his idea, but the only way that he could follow up this song, The Twist, was with this. Let's just do it again. What a give up.
So, yeah, and he didn't even write The Twist. That was a cover.
Do you remember
last year? Yes. Why is he nominated? Why would they do this? Some sympathy vote?
Like, how is anybody going to forget that we just did this song?
Back at a time when nothing was happening.
I know.
Like, we're not going to forget, dude.
We like, just... 6 months after COVID, they write a song about COVID and they ask if you remembered it. No. All right, Chubby Checker Seal. Hang on. That would have been a better Super Bowl commercial if it was Chubby Checker Seal instead of Seal.
Seal, right? Yeah. You're probably onto something.
All right, that's band number 5 or act number 5. Act number 6.
Corby.
Oh, God.
You are damn to the hell right. The black
Speaking
crows.
Of throwing a fish. Oh.
Whoa.
My black crows are nominated.
Speaking of not writing their own stuff.
They write... They had one cover song.
It's their biggest song.
Their biggest song.
It's the dumbest song they've ever done. They admit it. It got them noticed.
It was not dumb. It was a good cover, I think.
I don't think they're going to get in, but I think eventually they will. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I absolutely adore them. You can keep clicking. No. No.
Man, when the Black Crowes did that.
One of the great rock and roll live acts of the last 30 years. There's
also
no denying
from Atlanta,
that.
GA.
From Georgia.
Soiled mm-hmm. Kate Hudson.
Soiled Kate Hudson, indeed.
Hey.
Saw him at Red Rocks a couple of years ago, and it was just...
Bingo. Boy, jeez, Black Crowes and Red Rocks?
Gosh. So much.
Okay, this is a beating of a song. Didn't they have another good song? She Talks to Angels. Yeah, that's a pretty good one, right?
That is a good one.
No, they didn't. Yeah, let's twist again. Have you guys heard this song?
Oh, you know what's a good one? Is
What?
Is Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
Oh, yes, you're right. That's a great one.
Yeah, Don't You Forget About Me Again.
Come on, baby.
Dude, but these guys combine rock and soul and funk and everything.
Hey.
They were a bunch of barefoot hippies who didn't shower.
That's why Corby loved them.
They were your role models, weren't they?
They still are. They absolutely still are. All right. Band number 7 of the 8. Since no one is going to know who this is,
Fish.
We give you Fish. A chubby checker seal needs a fish. He heard fish. All right, now he's all excited.
He thought he's about to get fed.
I thought we told you guys to stop saying fish around him.
They have metal bags too, which I didn't realize until I got there.
The quintessential live band of the last 30 years.
You just said that about Black Crowes.
No, they sold.
Fish are the torchbearers after the Dead.
Yeah.
Even though
they ever play Red
Dead
Rocks.
And Co. is still going on, Fish.
They play Red Rocks.
They passed the mantle.
Yeah. I'm not a Fish fan. I mean, I am. I've seen them a couple times, but I'm not like I was with Widespread Panic.
At Red Rocks?
Grateful Dead. At Red Rocks. At Red Rocks, indeed. And the Gorge.
My brother-in-law is obsessed with Fish.
Down there in Mobile?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he and I'd get along quite swimmingly.
We would.
Fish, the Black Crowes, Chubby Checker, Billy Idol, Outkast, Joe Cocker, Bad Company. And no, this is not Don't You Forget About Me. Simple Minds did not make it.
This is Billy Idol's version.
This is Chubby Checker's version.
Yeah, it is. It is. And then the eighth one. Here's the eighth one, Bob.
Swagger's favorite.
Yeah. She's throwing her bra up there on stage.
You leave her bra.
This is not bad. This Mana is awesome.
Mana. Arguably the biggest Mexican band?
Rock en Español.
Are they Mexican?
Whoa. Oh!
They're from Mexico.
I'm allowed to say that! If you lived in Mexico or live, you are a Mexican!
Oh my goodness!
Oh my god!
What's with the edge?
Stop it!
Oh, DJ, tell
You're
us
so
all you can
accusatory.
About what do you mean?
Yeah,
What's your favorite
give
Mana
us
everything I've got on him?
Yeah, give us 30 seconds on Mana.
Big fan of En El Muelle de San Blas. It's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huele a Tristeca.
God, you're so fluent.
A lot of good ones, yeah.
So do they fake. Sing? Do they do you're anything so fake, in Hispanic. American?
Puede cantar.
Ringberg.
Claro que sí.
You know, when you, now if Manas coming over here.
Stop with the noise pollution, Ham.
Don't, Ham.
I enjoyed it, Ham.
If Manas was heading this way in the Gulf of America, would they have to start now singing in America?
They have to sing in American?
Yeah.
In the Gulf of America?
Yeah.
I think those are the rules, yes.
Hell yeah.
Thank God.
Is there like a, you know, when you're in an Olympic-sized pool and they have the rope with the little buoys on it?
Yeah.
Like, have they divided the Gulf into like the Gulf of America and the Gulf of Mexico, and then there's just a line that you
That'd
have
be
to
a
swim
long
past?
Pool buoy. Like a 1,000-mile pool buoy.
And they have to acknowledge freedom when they get over to our side.
Yeah.
So, Manah, are we now, and I'm fine if we want to make this an international Hall of Fame, right? I mean,
well,
I guess.
Well, we're happy you're fine with that, then, I guess.
Okay, here's Corby. Go ahead, Corby. What?
Corby is fine with allowing others to.
Are you saying that there's no Hispanics in Cleveland?
Hot.
Cleveland?
That's where the Hall of Fame is.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I've been.
What a brag.
Would this be the first, though, predominantly Spanish or international-speaking band that got in? We've had ABBA. We've had, obviously, bands from the UK and Ireland and everybody else.
You just named them. So there's been people who speak other languages that are in our Hall of Fame.
Who?
You just said ABBA.
Yeah, but...
Right there.
Santana.
Only three Hispanic artists have ever been inducted. Santana, Richie Valens, and I don't think this should count Linda Ronstadt.
But it shouldn't count.
All the Why artists, doesn't it count?
All the artists would perform in English, yes.
Yes, that's the point. That's my point. Is this the first one?
Well, Santana had Oye Como Va?
Yeah, but that's one song. I'm saying 99% of Manah's songs are sung in Spanish. And so
they'll have to open an entirely new wing? Is that what you're saying?
Jeez, Corby.
Yeah, I think they should build a whole new place.
Oh, you don't want to.
It's a new world, Gordo.
Gosh, this is all post-election. This is post-election Corby.
Yeah. I would say there's no clear-cut first ballot, like, shoe-in guy. I think all the bands that we named that are on there for the second time have a better chance than these other bands do.
Do you want to hear the current fan ballot?
Yes.
Let's see, they have the top seven getting in. So at seven, you have Chubby Checker in the fan voting. Then Bad Company, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Soundgarden, Billy Idol, and Phish. All the Phish heads are slamming the vote.
Of course they are. But also on the ballot, Oasis, The White Stripes, Cyndi Lauper, Soundgarden, Joy Division, New Order, Mariah Carey. So I bet you Oasis gets in.
I don't think so, because they've talked such trash about it. They won't want to let him in.
So did Cher, and she got in last year.
Yeah, but she's Cher.
I think Joy Division and New Order get in.
Underwater Cher.
Mariah Carey gets in.
Duet with Chubby Checker.
Throw her a fish.
All right, there you go. There's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame / rant. Thank you, Gordon.
Thanks, Gordon.
Drive safe.
No safe travels.
No Twitch tonight.
No
Twitch tonight.
There he goes.
Bye, Cher.